New York State gets an A from the American Lung Association for the strength of its smoke-free workplace laws and B grades for the level of tobacco taxes and access to services to help people quit tobacco use. But the report also criticizes the state for what it considers unacceptable underfunding of prevention programs. Currently, New York spends $39 million on such programs. Michael Seelback, the association's National Assistant Vice President for State Public Policy, explains why that warrants an F grade.
The U.S. CDC says that New York should be spending over $200 million a year for the amount of people that we have and the amount of smokers that we have. And even back, now it's almost 15 years ago, but when Governor Pataki was governor, that program was funded at $85 million. So we really are vastly underfunding this program, which helps prevent kids from starting to smoke and use e-cigarettes and help get smokers to quit.
The state has enacted legislation banning flavored vaping products and the sale of tobacco and nicotine vaping products in pharmacies. But the association suggests Albany needs to step up its effort to ban flavored tobacco products and gives it a D in its newly introduced category, ending the sale of all flavored tobacco products. The COVID pandemic also raises concerns. Seelback notes many parents reported finding signs of nicotine withdrawal in their kids while in lockdown early in the pandemic. He adds that many adults working from home have had the opportunity to skirt workplace tobacco rules while in their own premises.
The other piece that I think it's important to know is that we know smokers are at even higher risk from COVID-19, that if they get COVID-19, they're more likely to deal with severe symptoms. So now is as good a time as any to make a plan to quit smoking because the last thing we'd want to see is complications from COVID-19 as well.
Not covered in the report, but something that could become an issue in the future is the possible legalization of marijuana in New York. Seelback says the association is cautiously optimistic that Albany would not compromise existing public smoking laws, but this would still be a lung health issue worth noting.
Those are the things that we have been watching and advocating for. Certainly our public health partners. There are many other effects that are not lung health effects that some of our partners are working on. But from a lung health perspective, we want to make sure that New Yorkers realize that inhaling anything into your lungs is dangerous if it's not, healthy, clean air.
By comparison, the association gives the federal government high grades for tobacco prevention and reduction media campaigns and for setting the minimum age for legal sales at 21 years old. But Washington fares poorly in regulation of products, coverage of treatments to quit, and the level of federal tobacco taxes. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.